Merry New Year.
I don't think anyone's gonna like see your mouth. This is an audio podcast.
It's a personal thing for me, obviously. I obviously have issues with this knocked out tooth that I got. Nothing to do with the new year, but I'm starting New Year's already on a bad, I wouldn't say a bad note, but not on a note that I would like, because the tooth that fell out of my mouth or broke, it's when I regular smile, it's, you can see the gap, or you can see the ruins of a once noble tooth.
The ruins of a once proud city.
A city of one population, the cavity that was nestled in that tooth, that caused me to lose half of it, the outside half, and I just
don't care about fall of civilization.
Yeah.
Next on Discover Science Unearthed, James Mani's tooth. That's not a canine. Canines are only on the top, yeah. Oh no, canines on the bottom too.
I think all the pointy ones are canines.
No more pointies anymore. So I'm three times a canine, or as he said in Hawaii, kanine. But happy New Year!
Yay!
GWI has made it to 2021. We survived. We did 20 episodes in 2020. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can get 21 in 2021.
Fingers crossed.
How many did we get in 2019?
Less than 19.
I think we got take away the 2 and the 9, and we had 0-1. We might have did 1. Maybe. We don't know. But yes, it's 2021. Welcome to the new age. Those of us survived, and it's sad that 2020 is such a tough year. Man.
It looked like everyone was really ready to say goodbye to it on midnight.
I know. Every time I go on Twitter, everybody's burning something that says 20 on it, or smashing something that says 20 on it. It's like,
yeah. Geez. And as I went to sleep early on New Year's because, you know, I just didn't want to be, I don't know. I got kids now, man. I had to go sleep. Yeah. But I woke up the next morning, went onto my social media, and all I saw, even from people in the mainland, was videos of Hawaii's fireworks.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing to see, but horrible to experience when you have a new puppy, because that little guy was so scared, but not just at midnight, for hours, because Hawaii likes to burn things and have it blow up in the air. Mm-hmm. So I stayed indoors. Usually I'll go outside and watch the fireworks. Not immediate next door neighbor, but you know, a couple blocks to, you know, around me. Maybe somebody owns a fireworks thing, but they're just blowing up Pro City skies. And then, so we stayed indoors, kept all doors closed, even the windows, and tried to help this little guy. And it's like, he was just afraid. He hid under my bed. He hid under a sofa. I was like, damn. So my New Year's wasn't rocking.
Like that dog needed drugs.
I see a lot of people with the CBD stuff. I didn't do enough research to, you know, to actually give it to the puppy. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
What kind of research do you need to give a dog CBD? Or?
Well, you don't want to give it too much.
Yeah, plus you don't know if, you know, because I don't know how much to give. I don't know what's, because I seen one on Instagram or TikTok. And it was like, okay, so this is what we do for our dogs on New Year's Eve. We give them a little bit of the CBD, and then we give them these peanut butter CBD and put it on a cookie, and they eat it. And then we rub CBD on their teeth, and then we did it. And I'm like, how long is this happening? All day? I mean, like, and then it was probably like they gave them like maybe 8 to 10.
And we waterboard them with CBD oil.
That's what I mean. And we say, good boy, good boy. I'm like, I don't know but if my dog would survive that. So I just, you know, was there with him the whole time, and it's okay. It's okay. But
what about the other animals?
Oh, they don't give a shit. I think the cat is the toughest one, mm-hmm. but our older dog, it was only like, he actually made two on January 1st. He's like, nothing. He's like, whatever. As long as nobody's walking up the steps to the door, we could. Mm-hmm. So,
and you know, in Hawaii, they actually start like maybe 2 weeks before.
Yeah. New Year's. That's true.
So if you're coming to Hawaii, people who live in Qatar and other countries,
Germany.
When you come here, the fireworks start about 2 weeks before New Year's, and then people just blow their load finally.
Yeah.
It increases in frequency as it gets closer and closer to midnight on New Year's Eve, and then finally, boom.
But yeah. this year in particular, when I woke
this up, year there's been fireworks going since July.
But at midnight, I was like shocked at how much fireworks went, like zero fucks given. It's very illegal in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
I don't know about very illegal.
It's
most cops don't seem to give a shit.
Illegal, black and white, it's on paper, it's illegal.
Yeah.
No matter whether
it's enforced.
Yeah.
As the once great Hulk Hogan once said, what you gonna do, brother?
Pretty much.
When every house is shooting up rockets and aerials in the air, what are you going to do?
When this state full of firework maniacs come blowing stuff up all over you.
It's funny because I know exactly what you're gonna do, Mark. And then just go ahead, do it.
And neither do the guys with issues. Yes. Yeah. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 21 of the Guys with Issues. This is episode 21, and we're in 2021. We honestly did not plan it that way because we were supposed to record, I think, one more before the holiday season, but then we just like, you know, things didn't work out, so I was like, okay, it's the holiday season, let's take a break. And now we come into 2021 with episode 21. How about that?
Cool. Yay. Is it episode 21?
Yes, it is.
I thought it was. Yeah, this.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Chad got that Jedi mind trick on me every time he questions something. I'm like, maybe you're right. I better watch out. I might end up naked when I'm hanging out with Chad.
Chad, you got that 2020 mentality still, man.
He got mind control
over. Is everything wrong? Everything still feels wrong.
Is it? Oh my God, everything's wrong. What did you do, Chad? So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Guys with Issues, episode 21 in 2021. My name is James Mane. As always, I am with Russell Kealoha.
What's up, everybody?
And Chad Wago.
Hey.
Yeah, and we are hopeful. I'll go that far. I don't want to be like a lot of people I see on social media, like, oh, this is going to be the year. Like the coronavirus is like, oh, man, we ran out of time. They're counting down to 10, 9, 8. Oh, no, we didn't get all the people we wanted. We're going to stop at 2020 because the new year. You know, we look at coronavirus like, oh, look at my shirt. It has an expiration date. So no more virus, no more deaths, no more Trump. Well, that actually is happening. Well, not entirely.
We'll kind of all that's still happening.
It's currently we're recording on January 5th, which is tomorrow, January 6th, is when we're gonna have the electoral vote counts, which is supposed to be ceremonial. So officially say, hey, you know, we have a new president, but I don't know. Everybody's on their toes of what's going on. We'll find out next week. Not this episode, next week.
Yeah, but I hope that, you know, ultimately nobody gets hurt. Like, you know, I mean, physical, because there's protesting going on. Mm-hmm. So let's hope that, you know, things don't get too out of control.
If there's two things that I want to happen in 2021, I just want nobody to move and nobody to get hurt.
Nobody,
nobody moves, nobody gets hurt.
I didn't catch it until you said it. I love it. I was like, nobody move, like everybody stay still so they don't get hurt. And then the song came up in my head. But wait, is it the Yellowman version? The NWA version? Which one is it?
No, no, no. Nah, the Yellowman version.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so there.
Welcome to 2021.
Nobody move. Nobody get hurt. So, yeah. Hopeful that this is a better year for everybody moving forward. A rebound year. I'll go that far. Hopefully we get a good rebound year.
Mm-hmm. We're going through a rebuilding phase right now.
Mm-hmm. So
hopefully, don't expect the championship this year.
Yeah, but you know what? We fired the general manager. We're hoping the new one will do something better.
Problem is, general manager doesn't want to leave. GM's just like, nope, still in charge.
Kind of hard to jump on the side of with Chad, because, you know, his team made it to the playoffs. So,
ooh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
well done, Chad. Well done.
Yeah,
yeah. And also, I totally helped.
Yeah, you had this monster influence over Aaron Rodgers,
and yes,
I told him, "Hey, Aaron, we got to win. We got to get one more. Come on, Super Bowl, baby."
Yeah. So this is what you do, Aaron: score a lot of touchdowns, and that's what he did. Was it 49 or 48? 49?
48 touchdowns.
48 touchdowns. And then you guys said there was more touchdowns than punts?
Yeah, 48 touchdowns, and the Packers punted 46 times this year.
That's crazy. When you said that, I was like, that's an insane stat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how often that happens or how close that would be. Maybe
it sounds like it's a very rare thing.
Maybe like the Tom Brady when he had Randy Moss the year he broke the record for a season touchdown. I wonder if what that stat would have been, but shoot, that's crazy. And this is the momentum they need to go into the playoffs, I think, for the Packers. So
good luck.
Chad. Kudos. 49ers. Still my favorite meme is of the,
was the it logo Thanos? With the guy in the wheelchair?
No. Thanos. The scene where he's talking to, the little Gamora.
Oh yeah. What did it cost you?
Everything. And he said everything. Because he shows we beat the Jets. And she goes, what did it cost you? I said, everything. Because that's the week that like a fourth of the team just got injured in one game. And all their stars, I was like, sheesh. Rebuilding.
That's why I thought that the meme you were going to talk about was the guy in the wheelchair replacing the SF.
I don't find it funny. I tell you what though, your Raiders, Russell, I was rooting for them, and they were fun to watch. Not all, you know, it was a lot of heartbreakers, but
yeah.
Still interesting. They're relevant again.
It was not good, but it was fun to watch.
8-8 is not a losing record.
It's not. I mean, like, look at the NFC East.
Oh, ouch.
Well, let's go to the playoffs at like 6 wins and 10 losses.
All right. So the Hawaii fireworks that happened, we were talking about earlier, just search it. I mean, if you guys listening on the other side of the planet, search it. Hawaii does fireworks big. The funniest part is that the argument always is the reason we do it is because it's cultural. And that's why the government cannot stop us from doing this, because it's cultural.
And I mean, the culture is that we love fireworks.
Yeah, that's the fine print right there. But they always claim that, you know, it's like, oh, you know, Chinese New Year, we ward off the evil spirits. That could be something that happened, you know, this past year. Like, this year was a lot.
I don't know, man. On Chinese New Year, which is like in February, I don't see it lighting up like that.
Yeah.
I don't see it lighting it up like how it is on New Year's.
Those part-time Chinese people.
Only Chinese one day a year, New Year's Eve.
Chinese when convenient.
But I saw something where, wait, when is Chinese New Year? Is it in February?
So, usually around then.
It's towards the end of January into February.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's coming up. And usually they have something in Chinatown, like a parade or something. But ooh, I don't know about this year because some, you know, there are a lot of closings happening and it's messing up a lot of festivals and it sucks, but you got to be safe.
Just say before... it sucks, but.
I think he said that it sucks.
How much? But. Well, sucks.
Although.
It does suck butt, too.
However. So let's just do our predictions.
It is 2021, and everybody, you know, people around the world, they have predictions for the upcoming year.
Some of the predictions suck butt.
A lot of them suck butt.
Like suck spread, a lot of things.
Spread their cheeks and blah, 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 blah. But guys with issues, we also have our predictions for the new year.
Yes,
each of us has one, and by the end of the year we'll see who's right or who's wrong or if we're all wrong. I will go first. So my prediction will be that Kurt Caldwell, he will run for governor, but I believe he will be overshadowed by Mayor Kawakami when he runs for governor. And his TikTok presence explodes.
Interesting. That's a good prediction. We already know that Caldwell is going to run, and it's just waiting to see how many people kick his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. I'm thinking. I mean, if you don't mind me, you know, jumping in and
no, this, go ahead. We discussed this. Go ahead.
I think Josh Green might have the
inside track.
Yeah. And especially because he's a doctor during the pandemic, it kind of gives him, you know, I mean, he has something to point to, like say, look mm-hmm. what I did and look what I helped with. Remember when I went to American, or no, not American, well, Samoa and helped with, measles?
Mumps?
Measles?
Rubella?
I think it was measles.
Yeah, I think it was measles. It was measles.
Yeah. So like he's that guy that when, you know, like trying to be the hero, you know.
So. He's the Batman.
Yeah. Or is he the Two-Face?
But I think if Mayor Kawakami does run, I think it would overshadow Caldwell's kind of announcement.
And I think that James's prediction of Josh Green having the inside track, obviously there's going to be a lot of people who favor him. I think Kawakami, like just the fact that he's more new media savvy,
mm-hmm.
like you said, he has a TikTok presence. Like Josh Green's leveraging Instagram, but I think that both of those guys are going to have good showings. This is not my prediction, but just as a bonus prediction to piggyback on Russell, I think that whoever the leading Republican or conservative candidate for governor is going to end up being a business owner.
That's an interesting one.
Like, it's going to be someone who either lost their business during the pandemic, or someone who managed to make it through, and that's what they're going to hang their hat on. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's definitely going to be a business person on the Republican side. Do we do party lines for the governor? Because I know we don't for mayor.
I think we do. Because wasn't it Ige and Tupola the last time?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah, because I remember the Harris and I know. I'm sorry, Mufi Hanneman. I was gonna say the Harris and Mufasa days.
Say it again.
Harris Mufasa. Scar. Help me. Okay, so that's Russell's predictions. Two predictions for the year of 2021. And Chad?
I gave my bonus prediction on Russell's, but my actual regular prediction is that our new mayor, Rick Blangiardi, he's going to revise the tier structure. He's going to relax it a little bit so that more things can open up. And as his reward for doing that, people are going to go out and celebrate. And within a month, the weekly average is going to double. We're going to fuck it up for ourselves.
Man.
They're going to give us a little bit of rope and we'll hang ourselves.
But that was bleak. But you know, no, I think what makes it even more scary is he's already the mayor now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's already the mayor. We'll see what happens. But man. You scary, Chad.
Yeah. I expect the worst out of people.
Yeah, I mean that's a good practice, because then when they don't do that, they surprise you, and then you're somewhat pleasantly surprised.
It's like, hey, you didn't suck butt.
But thank you for the penis lick.
Mm-hmm. It was quite James. Thrilling.
So. Mine's is more cartoonish compared to you guys. I predict that, I guess there's a lot of predictions within this prediction, because in order for my prediction to happen, I'm predicting that the Democrats will run the Senate. They'll run the House, run the Senate, and they'll have the White House. So I'm saying that this Georgia runoff, which is happening right now, and it's not going to be over. It might be a week and a half before it's officially over. But they're going to go blue. And then they're going to have this year, not counting the ones you already got, which I still haven't got, but three more stimulus checks.
Okay.
I was asking a lot.
That would be very nice.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
A lot needs to happen, yes.
Yeah, I don't think that it's going to happen, but that's a
don't take my great. Dream, Chad.
I'm not going to give any reasoning. I'm not going to try and convince you otherwise. I'm just going to say, that doesn't sound like it'll happen, but it's a beautiful dream.
Oh, thank you. See, I felt that I was reaching when I wrote it down.
Hey, at least one of us feels like a good thing is going to happen next year or this year.
Oh, well, one more thing, though, that I think the news that came out today kind of puts a kibosh on my second prediction. Well, I guess my prediction. Sports will be back to normal in the fall with fans in the stands, but people will still be wearing masks. Maybe not all, but, you know, I'm saying like, oh, yeah, vaccine's coming out. Things will be fine. We get back to business and we're going to be all good with sports. And then today it's been announced that the OIA, the Oahu Interscholastic Association, the governing body that handles all the high school sports, the public high school sports on Oahu, they said that they put on hold fall and winter sports, which includes football, cross country, girls volleyball, boys and girls basketball, soccer, and wrestling. So these are major sports here. Understandably, wrestling and football, you know, they're going to have a lot of contact, a lot of heavy breathing. OIA announced today that they will no longer put them on hold, but they will cancel their seasons. And they made it official today that there will be no football for class of 2021. There will be no soccer, girls or boys, no wrestling girls or boys, no basketball, no girls volleyball. So there is hope for spring sports.
It's interesting that you pointed out that, you know, like there's a certain sports where it's like, yes, there's going to be close contact with people breathing on each other, because they canceled everything, which means that even ones that aren't going to involve close contact, like air riflery, bowling, swimming, diving, all of those are also, even esports. Apparently, fall is the esports season.
Yep.
And that's canceled.
I think part of it, bowling, what is the other one you said?
Air riflery?
Well, air riflery, I think they can, because there's schools that have facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like bowling, they would have to go to a bowling alley business, and then I think that's where it won't work out. Certain other things like the gyms are run by the state.
Mm-hmm.
They're not opening up the gyms. So that's why. So a lot of it has to do, I'm thinking, with not getting permits or insurance to run these events at these locations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where, I mean, aside from what they're saying to our faces where, oh, we don't want anybody to get sick and, you know, the kids and yada, yada. But yet they're pushing for them to be in school.
Mm-hmm.
Because the superintendent was on the news again today saying that if parents want their kids in school, then we should have a space ready for them to go to school. The kids, yes, should be in school. Mm. Meanwhile, I know some teachers, not all, that they don't want the kids in the school because they're the ones who are susceptible or, you know, they could die.
Right.
You know, so because a lot of the teachers, we have a lot of teachers that are up there in age and or have underlying conditions and where the
kids higher risk than the kids.
Yeah. So that's why they're afraid. And my daughter, she says some of her teachers have during Zoom class meetings are expressing and some of them are like almost panicking. You know, like she was like, oh, this is uncomfortable. You know, I was like, I mean, think about it. You know, your job is telling you, we're going to bring in these people and you're going to be at risk. So sorry, but do your job. But you need the money. You know? So sorry, I got off on a tangent. But public school, no football is huge for public schools because they make a lot of the money that pays for the other sports as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it too. If there's no football, there's also no this and no that because we don't have the budget for those sports anyway. So like the girls volleyball coach at Moana Loa High School was saying, you know, we can, our sport volleyball, like riflery or bowling, we can socially distance. The other team stays on their side. We stay on our side, you know, and we don't tackle, we don't grab, we don't, you know, share, right next to each other, in the space next to each other.
Right.
So we should be able to, and, you know, play, and they can wear masks because it's not like cross country.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be breathing that heavy. But I think it's, you know, it might be some of the funds might come from football. So once you cancel football, you're canceling a lot of the other sports.
Well, I think too. I'm just thinking, I don't know what they're thinking, but I think it has to be either all or nothing, or else you have one sport happen and the other sports are going to be like, well, how come we can't do it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all or nothing. I also believe too, football is like the biggest one in Hawaii. It's like high school football here is like high school football in Texas. You know, cause that's all we got other than UH. But I think it's huge, and I think it would be, it supports a lot of the other sports as well. So if football can't play, I think they're right that maybe the other sports might not have the budget, or, you know, the state doesn't want that liability of getting sued or being the cause of an outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, go ahead, Chad. Sorry.
No, I was going to concur about the, you know, football budget supporting everything else. The thing that really sucks about it is, like James said, public schools are telling people, yes, we want to bring you back. So, like, obviously, like, I am not, like, a super athletic person. I think you can guess I wasn't heavily involved in high school athletics. But I still think that not even giving the kids a chance to do that, but you're still asking them to do all the rest of the shitty parts of school. It's just like, there's like, generally speaking, no part of your regular school day does shit to make you a better person. Sports can do that.
Right.
But we're just like, nah, just do math, read a book. Hope you don't fuck up when you get out.
The thing I've seen somebody, I think one of you guys shared it, where they're saying that sports can, you know, help kids who, I guess, maybe are struggling socially or with self-confidence. And I kind of get it. I kind of can see what that where that person's coming from, but not everybody wins in sports. Mm-hmm. So I was like, then that's part of it. I was like, people, and that's, I think, maybe because of the TV we watch, the American TV or movies, the good guy always wins at the end. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen in real sports. And I think that's why we love sports so much, because it doesn't always happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
So for some, you know, maybe some kids, they're like, yeah, that's okay. I wasn't having a good time in it anyways. I personally feel bad because I know kids that worked hard to be ready for when it comes back. And now mm-hmm. to say that, oh no, it's done. Like the thing of still having spring sports to go regularly as scheduled, that's the same amount of months as if you had a football season, or if you had a volleyball season, or a bowling season. Why not have multiple sports if you're going to, you know, allow spring sports? If at the time we get there, things are better with the vaccines coming out. Why cut it off and say, it's over, there's no more? Why not say, well, we're hopeful. It doesn't look good, but we're hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand maybe they don't want to keep people hanging on, but I still think, because the ILH didn't cancel the Interscholastic League of it Honolulu or Hawaii?
I think it's Hawaii, because there's other.
Mm. So that's the governing body that deals with the private schools. Mm-hmm. So they did cancel some sports, but there's other sports, like I think volleyball, where they haven't officially canceled it. That's on hold.
All right. But there are private schools, so they can set the rules, right? And what works and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. Here's some interesting two things I was thinking about. One, if ILH still plays football, would they be able to poach the public school guys? Because they're not playing this year. So would that count towards eligibility issues for them to just, hey, why don't you just come over to Damien and play on our team and go come to our school?
I guess registration would be part of it, yeah. I mean, you got to get into the school, or right. Air quotes, you got to get into the school.
Yeah. You have to get recruited into the school.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you could basically poach anybody from the OIA schools and just have them come over to your school. Or, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Or the second thing I was thinking of, private league. If they have a private league that's not, and not, you know, like ASL football, I mean, like soccer.
Club sports, yeah.
Club sport, but a football club sport.
Yeah, because they only have Pylon. And I know a bunch of some of the coaches that I know have teams. They're going to, I don't know if it's Vegas or Utah, but they're actually doing fundraising this week. I bought some tickets for. They're going to go play, but that's a 7-on-7 pass league. They also sometimes have where they have like a big man challenge where 1v1 offensive linemen versus defensive linemen go up against each other in other leagues that I saw in Utah. I think I saw a Hawaii team go twice this past, maybe the past 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was like, hey, you're taking a chance going to Utah. That's crazy. But they came back safely. Utah, actually, I know a handful of parents that moved to Utah during the summer because they wanted their child to have a chance in sports, knowing Utah wasn't going to shut down. And they didn't. In fact, their first game was on ESPN. Because that was the only football game at the time.
Mm-hmm.
During,
yeah, you know, right. Yeah.
So it was on. I was like, wow, Friday Night Lights, Utah school versus Utah school. This is insane. And one of my friend's son was playing in that game. He wasn't, I'm not dissing the kid, but he was going to Castle. And it was, I guess maybe it's because it's junior year. So, or maybe it was his sophomore. But anyways, it wasn't outstanding. But in the Utah game, looked outstanding where they said his name a few times. So it's like, man, that's crazy. Either Utah football is not as, you know, good as Hawaii, or he really grew.
Castle is holding him back.
Yeah. I'm going to want to say that he grew up and improved and got really good. I'll say that because I don't want to diss Utah sport. I know Utah, I'm sure they have good football. I'm sure of it. A lot of people move to the mainland to go play football.
I think it would be interesting to see a private league open up and just but almost by like location, and then they just play against each other. It basically OIA just without the state. You know, involved.
So club volleyball, club soccer, when you get recruited by colleges, they don't even look at your high school sports.
Right.
Because the club leagues has better competition.
Right.
So you're going up against other really good players. Whereas, you know, let's say Kamehameha plays, I'll use our school. Obviously, it's going to be a big mismatch. Or St. Louis playing IA High School. Huge mismatch. You know, IA is way bigger than them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that could happen if they broke off and made a club football league.
Yep.
That would be insane. Can you imagine the quarterback from Punahou playing with the receiver from Campbell,
mm-hmm.
playing, you know, and these are kids are going to the Power Five schools on the same team.
You know, it'd be more insane if somebody was listening to this podcast and said, I'm going to create this league, and we got no credit for it.
Trademark or something, copyright. But
TM.
Yeah, because it's funny. So my friend who's been coaching football for years, my daughter's been in club soccer, moved over to club volleyball, and our daughters are in the same area, so we're talking about it. And he's like, man, It's so strange because when he does takes a pylon team, that's the 707. When he takes their team, the coaches pay for themselves.
Right.
Whereas soccer and volleyball, part of the dues. The agreement is that when we travel, the parents pay, or you know, the players pay for the coach, the airplane, per diem, the hotel, luggage if needed. So it's like a lot that coach makes aside from getting paid the stipend from coaching. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, he was like, how come it's not like that? I said, well, you just got to start it. It's not going to be like that until somebody starts it. So which is cool. All the football coaches do that because a lot of football players, you know, maybe they don't come from money, but from when we were in high school compared to high school players now, it's changed. Before it was the kids in the rough neighborhoods, those schools dominated. But now I see parents who have money, you know, like the traditional, let's say Kaiser, Kai area. You wouldn't see aggressiveness out of those kids. But like in soccer, I see it. The kids that play it, because now they're being trained as like, you know, competitive athletes, where before it was, oh, just have a good time, Billy. Now it's, Billy, you better kick that kid's ass or I'm going to kick your ass when you come home. And so things have changed. Now is a good time to start that football league. Like, let's do it.
When did we move to Jalapa, Daddy? When did we move to Jalapa?
And then you can see it. Wayne is not the school it was when we was in high school. It was like, you playing Wayne? Oh, you guys going to get lickings. Maybe you guys might, the score might be close, but you guys getting beat up during the game. So now the kids don't have that fear for Wayne like I had when I was in high school.
You're scared.
The big stumbling block, as I see it, for either us or a rich financial partner to join up with the GWI Football League. We need a place to play.
War Memorial.
No, when we get back in, I'm sure we can get the high schools, rent the high school. It's just like when you...
That's presuming that the high schools aren't the ones that don't want to take the liability for having these sports.
Well, I think it's like, so when you use the field for soccer, mm-hmm. you also got to get a permit. So I'm thinking like that. So like you get the state to give. A lot of football teams play at like Pop Warner teams. Mm-hmm. They play on park fields like K Lagoon Park or Pro City area. And I think after a while, the thing gets big enough. You know, you pay to use the school's facilities, I believe. If the league, you know, starts making money, things might happen. Maybe we can get, like, instead of a soccer complex like they have in Waipio or Waipahu.
James Monet Field. Ooh. At Guys With Issues Stadium.
GWF, Guys With Football.
I think the biggest issue for me is player safety, and you know, with what's going on now, just player safety and making sure they don't, you know, nobody gets sick, the referee wouldn't get sick. I wouldn't want any crowds there. You know, I would basically want them to play for the sportsmanship, what, you know, the team building, and for those that, you know, want to go to the next level in college and need that like playing time. Mm-hmm. Profile thing, but if it's not safe, it's not worth it. You know? But if there was like strict rules, because if private, you can do what you want, right?
Right.
Within the guidelines, then you know a lot of these kids are playing and they can't go to private schools and kind of have the resources that the private schools have for high school, you know, getting the recruiting process, you know, so. They got to work with what they got. I guess I'm going with the whole, I just want it to be safe. But I agree with you. 100%. A chance for them. A chance for them to show their talent, to hopefully get to the next level in school. Because some of them, you know, that's how they're gonna pay for college, and that's everybody's dream as a parent, is for your son or daughter to, you know, get a higher education, if it's college or to the league if they're good and that's what they want, the child wants, you know. You don't want to keep have that taken away from them, I guess. So
that's where, for me personally, you know, my daughter's class of 2021, and I'm looking at it in the face. This class of 2021, will have the shittiest year in high school because she missed out on her prom because March is when they shut everything down.
Right.
So she missed out on that. The seniors that year, class of 2020, were bummed. We don't get to have a graduation ceremony. It sucks. I don't think 2021 will have one either. Because Hawaii, when we do graduations, it's almost as big as New Year's Eve. I mean, everybody goes. Everybody brings a lei. Everybody's gathered. It might be another year of virtual graduation like they did with class of 2020. The thing that sucks, like, there's kids on my football team. Same thing with my daughter. This was their breakout year. There's people who develop early, and there's coaches from college already recruited them, already signed them. But there's some kids that senior year that's the year they break out. Mm-hmm. And that's what she's not going to have. And it didn't hit me until she said, well, I guess I'll never be able to play in the Nali green uniform anymore. And I was like, holy shit, I didn't think about that. She's done. It's pretty much no more sports. Her high school career sports is over. Just from one news report, one official shutting it down. And because she switched from soccer to volleyball as what they consider a late age, she doesn't have a lot of footage of her playing volleyball. All
right.
So then coaches will ask for more film, and it's like, that's all. She's actually with a new club that they're working on when she's practicing videotaping her skills and, you know, having her send that to college coaches. Mm-hmm. Hopes that all the spots aren't taken up because, like I said, some of them saw this coming and just started recruiting virtually and saying, okay, we'll send you the papers, you sign it and send it back. So a lot of kids have already signed. A lot of coaches are telling her, oh, we've already filled up our class. So it's like, man, there's a few that she might be able to get onto D1 school, but majority is D2 or D3 or JC or NAIA. So I was looking at it like, wow, that's okay. You know, she has a way of protecting her feelings. So she's like, no, you know what? I think maybe I might have had a career-ending injury. Or I might have had an injury early in the year and it never happened, you know. So maybe this is a better way. Mm-hmm. I can still train for college.
Like, keeping it positive.
Yeah. So I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
All you can do in this situation, you know. Mm-hmm. It could have been different, but that was 2020 many months ago, you know. Mm-hmm. But we just look forward now, and hopefully we get it right. We get things together so we don't have to do this kind of shit anymore. But, you know, we just need people to listen, as Chaz would put. Wear a mask.
I think a lot of it has to do with, that's it, you just said it. If, I don't want to point fingers at, you know, the leaders, but it started from, you know, if you go all up to the top, to Trump. If he took it serious, the numbers would have been this crazy for this long. So, you know, like, I don't like to blame other people for shit that's happening in my life, but that fucked up these kids' life. And now it bothers me. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people that die, and I feel for those people too. And, you know, a lot of people that are suffering, and I feel for those people, I do, but you know, it's different when you see it right in front of you. And it's like, and, you know, it, and I'm not just saying my daughter, but I'm talking about all these other kids that I worked with. And it's like, shit, this was going to be their breakout year. They might not have broken records, but they would have had some good footage because they have a better knowledge of the sport. Mm-hmm. It'd been, you know, some, you know, they don't bulk up till their senior year. And, you know, they're going up against kids their age, no longer the older kids.
Right.
That's why senior year is important. So
I think in your case, I kind of get the feels more, is because, you know, a lot of people that are talking about their issues are talking about the things that are happening to them. You know, personally, what they're at. But in your example, you're talking about what's happening to you, but it's also the future of the young ones that you're trying to grow to go to the next level, you know. And yeah, that's been kind of, there's a scar on it because of everything that happened last year.
My favorite memories of high school was my senior year. So a lot of these kids, class of 2021, you know, that, you know, sports was a big thing for me.
So I, just I hope we get it right this year.
Yeah, and I, that leadership, you know, it's all about, you know, and Mayor Rick Blangiardi was on the news being interviewed a couple of days ago, saying he doesn't want to see the, when ILH announced cancellation of some sports, he was on the news saying he doesn't want to see the kids losing out on that athletic experience. So he says stuff like, there's got to be a way that we can give them, of course, like you said, being safe, the athletic experience, where maybe they could put something together, maybe a combine, or maybe, he didn't say a combine, but I'm assuming something where kids can highlight their skills, because right, it's for the mainland kids. If you live next to UCLA and you're playing sports for your high school, they're gonna see you. I mean, if you're doing well, Hawaii, they're not gonna see you because it's too much for them to send coaches come down here just to see if you know who they're talking about. Luckily, there's YouTube, but now these kids won't even be able to, you know, get their film out. So for Hawaii kids, it's even more difficult to get recruited because we're so far away.
All right.
Yeah. And recruiters can't even, they come down, they got to quarantine or whatever, you know, so it's a really shitty time.
One of the things that we keep coming back to is whether or not we would love to see it, these kids be able to have their sports, but it needs to be done safely. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's one of the big things. Like, obviously, a lot of these are financial considerations on the part of the schools, the OIA, that are the reasons why these things are getting canceled. But, you know, safety does play a part in this because the liability issues. And there really is, like, for certain sports, there really is no way to make it 100% safe.
Right.
And like, as much as I would love to see these kids have their year, you know, like what happens if one dies? There's a much lower chance of a young person dying than an adult. But what if one does? At that point, do you say, oh, well, we need to cancel everything because we've essentially, you know, sacrificed this child. Mm-hmm. And like, do you keep playing after that? Because the risk level is exactly the same as before that kid died. Mm-hmm. And it's just a question of like, how many are we willing to put at risk? Mm-hmm. And right now, apparently the answer is none.
Not only the kids, but like you guys saying earlier, referee, coach, mm-hmm. Staff that are there to put, you know, help with the event outside of the actual game, security, concessions. So, yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel for these kids. I don't blame, like I said, I don't want to blame somebody. I don't want to blame, because it's
there,
just
the there are definitely people to blame, but they're much higher up than the people that made this decision.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not blaming the guys that are saying it's canceled. I'm upset and bummed, disappointed. You know, I feel bad for these kids, but it's the cards we're dealt. We just gotta, you know, okay, look at what we got. All right, let's move on. We're gonna move on. That's what we're gonna do. But like I said, if I look at somebody, I mean, it's like the leadership that, oh man, you wear a mask. You know, why is it so hard for these people to just wear a mask? You know, and then I'm hoping, you know, going back to what Rick Blangiardi said, the mayor, the new mayor, hopefully he can figure out something, because he is an intelligent person. He is business savvy or what have you. He can come up with solutions. And I'm hoping he can come up with something that I can't think of or that we are not thinking about. And hopefully these kids can have a combine to show their skills and show that, you know, what they're capable of, like, you know, for all sports. I mean, if we can do it safely. You know, the guys are issues. We joke around a lot. We talk a lot of trash. We don't actually hate people. We love you guys for listening. We love everyone that, I guess, everyone. That's weird. But
we love people.
We love people. There you go. Thank you, Chad. But one thing we don't like is bullying. So if you see somebody being bullied, you know, please try to help out. We're not asking you to go step in and fight. Maybe you can call someone who can help. If you're at school, you can call somebody from the staff, help out, teacher, principal, somebody. You see somebody who's not, you know, is being bullied, maybe say hello to them when they're, you know, obviously not being bullied. You see them around, say hello. Sometimes a smile and a hello is enough to stop somebody from doing something to hurt themselves. Be a friend, be a humane person, a humane human. Those of you who are out there and are being bullied or who are just, you know, this is a very stressful time. Those of you who are thinking of hurting yourself, please don't. Please first call the National Suicide Hotline at 1-800-273-8255 or 800-273-TALK. You can also call 1-800-784-2433 or 800-SUICIDE. Those of you on T-Mobile, you can now use the new crisis number on your T-Mobile phone by dialing 988-TALK. There'll be somebody there to help you out. Maybe they point you in the right direction. If you don't want to go that route, hit us up. We're on social media. Just look up Guys with Issues on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, DM us, hit us up. We'd love to be friends with you.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk whatever you want. I actually talked to a bunch of people who have said, you know, thank you to all the three of us, you know, for what you do, because they enjoy the laughs, the conversation, and they appreciate that we do put out these numbers for people to call in case they want to hurt themselves. Please don't. Let's go into 2021 cautious, but with our heads up. We made it through 2020. We survived with friends, with relationships. We can conquer the next crazy year. So happy new year. Thank you guys for listening to the episode. Please try to share it on social media. Tell your friends all about it. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. We're going to start putting out more content to entertain you. Thank you guys for listening to the episode of The Guys with Issues, where we do Hawaii news unfiltered. My name is James Mane. As always, I am with Russell Kealoha.
Goodbye, snitches.
And Chad Wago.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. God bless you. Wear a mask. Good night.